This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
This week, Total Information AM is talking with each of the four candidates for mayor in the city of St. Louis. We're asking each of them about the same issues to help inform your vote. One of the candidates challenging incumbent Mayor Tashara Jones is 8th Ward Alderwoman Kara Spencer. She joins me in studio this morning. Thank you for coming in.
Of course. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the race and why you feel you're a better option than Mayor Jones.
Well, I think that a lot of folks in the city of St. Louis, the St. Louis region, are looking for change in city government, for one thing. But, you know, what I really bring to the table is a bridge between, I would say, you know, a very progressive elected base and some real, you know, constructive approach to city government. I mean, I think by and large, people want a city government that just rolls up their sleeves and gets some work done. And that is what this administration's really failed to do. And that is what my experience and what I'll bring to the table if I'm elected here in March.
Let's go into that, because delivery of city service has been a key issue in this race. The mayor told our listeners Monday when we were asking her about some of these things that, for example, when it comes to the snow issues that we had, that the city has never plowed some of those residential streets because of the size of the city trucks. She said, you know, the city does fix potholes, another big issue for people within 48 hours if they're reported. What would you change when it comes to delivery and oversight of city services?
Well, first I'll say, you know, take the side streets out of it. I mean, it was clear to anyone who tried to get around during that snowstorm that even the primary routes, the snow routes, were not being taken care of. And the sort of gaslighting associated with telling folks that we take care of potholes in 24, 48 hours, whatever, anyone who drives around knows the driving experience in the city is trying at best. And there's a failure to understand, you know, the basic lived experience of St. Louisans. And, you know, what I will do, bring to the table is some more efficient delivery of services and a real focus on what city government is really there for, which is to provide services for its citizens.
Now, the mayor did say that taking her to task for all of the city's issues ignores other elected officials, including the Board of Aldermen. She specifically mentioned you, and she told us in your 10 years on the board that you have had, quote, ample opportunity to address many of the things that you, quote, complain about in your campaign. How do you answer that?
You know, it's funny. She, I guess over the weekend, said that my supporters couldn't point to a single thing that I'd done in my 10 years in office. I posted that on social media on Monday, and within 24 hours, I had hundreds of responses, you know, things that I've been able to accomplish over the last 10 years, starting with, you know, reining in payday lenders, coming out against slumlords and vacant property owners, the gun bill that I passed last summer, fighting the privatization of the airport. I mean, I really feel like I have had some significant wins over the last 10 years on the legislative side of government. But let's not forget how the city of St. Louis, how the structure really works. You know, the administration of city services falls squarely under the mayor. Despite being a weak mayor system, so to speak, the mayor really hires and chooses the department heads of every city department, more or less, and, you know, drives the sort of, you know, overall feel and the direction, the focus of city government. And we have seen, you know, from the street director, the jail director, you know, all these city departments are having major, major issues. The public safety department, where we have a firefighter who was recently fired for stealing from a victim, rehired within the same city department to go into people's homes as a building inspector. I mean, this sort of lack of oversight and attention to the real purpose of city government as a service to its community is really, you know, it really starts at the top. And I think we've seen a real failure in that in leadership here.
Now, there has been a proposal recently to have a city manager that would oversee daily operations of city government, I think, as a proposal to tackle some of these issues. What do you think of that proposal?
I like it a lot, actually, and I've been talking about this for some time. I'm committed to working towards that structure. I think it's one that could, if done right, done well, really professionalize the delivery of services, really depoliticize how we fill potholes and that sort of thing. This is a key distinction between myself and the sitting mayor, who has been very vocally and staunchly opposed to that idea. Look, it's fun. It's fun, and there's a power associated with being able to politically appoint department heads. But at the end of the day, we have to have professionalism. We have to have metrics and accountability on how we do the basic services that our city requires. And it's clear to me that we're really failing in that department.
One thing that I've talked to candidates about this week is the city's financial picture. We've had some big payouts from the earnings tax lawsuits. There's federal funds that are up in the air, some people think, because of actions by the Trump administration. At the same time, last year, you reportedly said you were pleased with some of the things that were happening, including establishment of a long-term revenue advisory council. You know, if that's accurate, do you feel like that's produced results? And what do we look like financially for the city?
You know, we're going to have some tough years ahead, I think. You know, not only is the federal government considering clawing back a good chunk or chunks of the federal funding. And by the way, the city of St. Louis relies on about $160 million from the federal government to do basic things like serve homelessness, affordable housing. You know, even our police department relies on federal grants for many things. So having those federal funds at risk is a big liability for our city's budget. But on top of that, the ARPA funds that we received 4 years ago, I mean, so many of these funds are being spent in what I consider pretty questionable ways. I mean, we have the feds looking into the private building stabilization program, you know, a program that this mayor continues to tout as a success. Why is mind-boggling to me when we have a building inspector associated with, you know, the contracts at the end of this program? So, you know, that really not only puts in jeopardy those ARPA funds, but really causes additional scrutiny on a city like St. Louis that didn't vote for this federal administration. I mean, I think we have some potential real holes in the future that are going to be very, very difficult to navigate through. And that's why I think it's important we have a mayor that's really focused on the basics. The idea of expanding city services right now into daycares and all sorts of other pet projects, I just think sets us up for failure.
Now, were you referring to the SLDC board?
Well, what I was referring to with the daycare situation, you know, we've got a couple of proposals to spend our RAMS funds in ways that, you know, as the mayor describes it, something for everybody. To me, what we've really got to do is focus on the basic infrastructure and the things that our city needs to operate. And, you know, if we can put on our blinders and really focus our funding on what a city government's there to do, I think that is the best path through some fairly unknown waters ahead with regards to the federal funds, as you pointed out, but some of the budget holes. I mean, you know, when we recently came out of that lawsuit on our earnings tax, I mean, $42 million is what we've rebated back to folks who don't live in the city, who work in the city, but work remotely sometimes.
And the estimate was like $26 million originally, correct?
You're spot on. And so that was a pretty significant underestimate of what the city was going to have to pay back. And so, you know, looking at things like that, you know, having an advisory council is a good idea. Do support that. Do I think it, you know, has accomplished what it needs to accomplish? Absolutely not. You know, so it's not just about checking the box and doing the right things. It's about how you do them and get, you know, if we want to see results.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
St. Louis did see homicides drop to the lowest number in more than a decade, based on what's been reported to us. And overall crime in the city reportedly down about 15%. Do you give any credit to the current administration for that?
You know, I do give some credit to the city, you know, to our police chief. I give a lot of credit to Gabe Gore, a circuit attorney who has really reinvented, you know, a sense of justice in our community. So there's a whole host of things. And I do think that the chief and there's been some good things that have come out of the city over the last few years. You know, and we're following along a national trajectory of crime reduction. But on the other side of things, you know, the vehicular homicides have been spiking. You know, the reckless driving is out of control. The day-to-day crime in our city is just at an all-time high. Last year alone, we saw 20 people lose their lives while walking by a vehicle. You know, by, you know, a car, you know, killing people. And the number of injuries and fatalities is gone through the roof. And it's easy to see why people are driving like maniacs with almost no repercussions in the city of St. Louis. And it's time we take those things seriously.
Alderwoman Kara Spencer, I'm sorry we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Sure. Thanks for having me anytime.
And the Alderwoman is running for mayor in the city of St. Louis. If you have missed any of our interviews, you can check them out on the Total Information AM podcast page on KMOX.com. We've got one more tomorrow at 9:06.